say if your mother was bottling something that she would put in the mouth of the bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out.
Stopper.
Okay. What would that probably be made out of?
Cork, probably.
All right. And talking about a musical instrument that you can play like so, which has got a lot of holes in it, you blow in it and move it back and forth.
Harmonica.
Okay. You ever heard any other terms for that?
A harp, some people call it that.
Okay. What would your usual term be for that?
Well, my daddy plays harmonica, that's what he
called it. I see. What about one that's made kind of twanging noise and you kind of pluck it at the end like this, you know?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Got you stick it in your mouth on in there.
Yeah.
Some kind of harp.
Kind of makes a buzzing noise.
Jeeves harp.
Right, yeah, sure. Okay. And a very common tool that you use to pound nails with, that would just be
hammer.
Sure. Know anything about wagons?
Wagons?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Okay, we'll find out. Talking about just a regular wagon, you know that wooden piece on the front that goes between the two horses. Any idea what that's called?
Mm-mm.
Okay, tongue, have you ever?
I've never heard of that.
Okay, well, let's say on a buggy, those two long wooden things that you have to back the horse between when you're hitching him up. Any idea what they would be called? Okay. Shafts?
I've heard that. That sounds familiar, but I don't.
Okay, so you would call them?
Shafts, I reckon.
Sure, okay.
That's the thing.
All right. When I first did this, I didn't know 50% talking about a wagon wheel, right, the center part of the wheel, you call that the hub, and then you got the spokes coming out from the hub, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The part of the wheel, that outside edge of the wagon wheel, would you call that anything?
Maybe a reel or something like that.
A what?
Reel? No,
okay.
I don't know.
Rim?
Yeah, rim.
Okay, fine. You have any idea what the traces of a wagon are?
You mean the tracks, like what's left after it's gone by?
Well, what I had in mind were these metal chains that are attached to the horses, and then they come back and attach to something on the wagon, kind of a horizontal bar right in the front that moves kind of like this so that the horses can move one way or the other and the wagon won't tip over.
I never heard of that.
Okay, you ever heard of a single tree or a double tree?
Mm-mm.
All right. Talking about the word drag, if you had something real heavy and you weren't able to pick it up, you would say, I just had to across the floor.
Drag.
Yeah, if you did that yesterday, you'd say, yesterday I
drag.
Mm-hmm. If you've done it plenty of time, you'd say, I've that thing several times.
Drag.
Okay. All right. Back to the farm for just a few more questions. When a farmer breaks the ground for the first time, you know, he's getting the land ready to plant, what do you call the thing that he uses to break up the ground with?
Plow.
Okay. Have you ever heard names for different kinds?
Mm.
Okay. Middle buster, a double shovel, or anything like that? Okay. Something that he might use after he plows to break up the ground even finer with? You familiar with anything like that?
A tiller or something like that.
Okay. What about harrow? Does that sound?
Harrow. Yeah, I've heard of that.
Okay. All right. And something else I meant to ask you about when we're talking about wagons, the thing that runs up under the wagon and the wheels attach onto it. That would just be the. Well, cars have them too.
Shaft or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. You hear people talking about they hit a bad places in the road and they broke their rear
bumper.
axle.
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
Oh, you haven't?
Not as referring to a wagon.
Referring to a wagon, okay. But you have heard of a car having
an axle, yeah.
Okay, fine. All right. Something, a wooden frame that a carpenter would use looks something like that, roughly, you know, that he could.